You are listening to a Bible talk recorded at the 2016 Western Christadelphian Bible School at Manuka. This is the fifth class in a series given by Brother Cameron Beeler on the subject, Our Kingdom Lives. This class is titled, Kingdom Living, Where Do We Go From Here?
So we're going to start this morning. I'm ready. I know we're a few minutes early. Just warning the guys that are in the upper balcony, in about 2 minutes, you're not going to be in the upper balcony. We're going to do an outside class. The class is three parts. I've had this great challenge all week, and it goes something like this. Beautiful theoretical exposition on Nicodemus. What is that? How are we going to? And, you know, this is the same, this whole priesthood thing, great, but now, you know, and now you're talking about gifts and tithes and, but how are we going to, today is that day. We're going to talk about three things. We're going to talk about Nicodemus. Nicodemus, we know one of the key issues, or several messages there, but one of the key issues with Nicodemus is that he came to Jesus at night. Problematic, right? And you get the conversation in John 3, verse 19, 20, and 21. I'm not going to presume for you, but I know there are things in my life that I have kept covered, right? And the key in Nicodemus's reality is, I think, interesting and relevant to each of us. Nicodemus had it brought to his attention, and once he had it firmly fixed in his sight, it took a while for him to address it. But eventually, because it was fixed in his sight, he couldn't let it go. He had to eventually address it. We're going to just take 5 minutes. First of all, don't do it yet. We're going to go outside, and the first 5 minutes of our time outside is going to be private. I challenge you to look deep into yourself and identify what are the one or two things, three things, 47 things, whatever it may be, that are your darkness, the things that you know that you wouldn't want to bubble up and let everybody see, things that you need to bring into focus so that you can begin the process, right? I don't expect it's fixed tomorrow. That's something that's going to be in your sights that you won't now let go. Second thing we're going to do is a conversation on, thank you very much, by the way, gifts. There's a variety in this room. There's even a variety in me. There are gifts I know I have that it took me a long time to recognize. There are gifts I suspect I have that I haven't fully exercised. And there are gifts I definitely do not have that I've banged my head against several times and realized, not me, right? I don't think that's an unusual process. My suspicion is that I've gone through it because it's a human process, which means probably everybody in here is in the same boat at some point in their journey. When we go and break up and get on the porch, I expect around six people kind of in a little group, right? Six, seven people, doesn't matter. Don't get with your closest friends and your wife and your children. Try to kind of disperse a little bit. We're working with a group of folks who may or may not have regular interaction, and your experience at what you have found will help people who don't know you, because you can then share a little more about, you know, do you know what your gifts are and how did you discover that? If you're not certain what your gifts are, work together and say, well, if you think that may be a gift, then maybe what would be good for you is this. But work together. We're going to take 15 minutes. It's not a long time, but open, active conversation in groups of six or seven-ish right out here to kind of help each other identify how do we get to where we're clear on what our gifts are in whatever stage of your journey that you're in. After that, we're going to take the last 20, 25 minutes, and I'll be calling time for you, so don't worry about that. And I've got some helpers that are going to help you. The last 20 to 25 minutes or so, we're going to say, okay, now what is tomorrow? Because if last Monday and next Monday there's no change, then, hey, great information, but so what? Right? It's not what you know, it's what you do with what you know. What is tomorrow to you? Right? Or what are we going to start doing different because we've brought into focus the gifts we have, and we're finding ways to serve in love? And we're finding ways to serve in love. Right? So the next 15, 20 minutes, it's practical. Now, I know, and I've heard conversation, and it's kind of touchy to go into this. There are a lot of different emotions on this. sometimes we don't get to serve in the way we want to, but there's always service. I know even, and this isn't, maybe, I was told, it's not really fair. Maybe it's not fair for me to say, but I know there have been environments where I've been in where I've been told I'm not interested in your service, but I can still find ways that I can serve. I know that first part's painful, but I can still find ways that I can serve. And God always shows me the other path, right? And I know that's true for everyone else. And sometimes we're not as attentive to it as we need to be, or we don't know where to go, but God will show you that path, and I want to encourage you in that. So if you don't feel like the first gift that you have that is yours, that you can give, is ready to be received, then find another avenue for it. There's always another, right? And know that I'm here to encourage you, and I know that others will be as well. And I expect the same, by the way. I expect to be encouraged as I seek for ways. So that's our third part, our last 25 minutes. The kind of rules I want to have for this is, first of all, no one's going to know about your first 5 minutes until you're ready sometime today, tomorrow, 5 years from now, whatever, to begin to change in what you're bringing in your life into the light. But that's private. There is no conversation about collecting that page when you're done, right? That you turn, you know, wad that up, burn it in the fire, whatever you want to do, but bringing it into focus is the key. When we get into the next two conversations, there's no critiquing of each other's comments, right? If someone says, I see it this, this, and this, beautiful. You might could expand it like this. I expect that there's no one saying, no, that wouldn't work, right? Especially when we get to the third of, I can see a mission that looks like this. That's awesome. Write it down, right? But the rule from the front, and I don't make a lot of rules, you guys know, the rule from the front is you don't get to critique someone else's idea, right? Encourage it, move forward. You have no idea what God can make happen. Impossible is not with God, right? And part of the brainstorming process is we have to express ourselves and keep working on it. Hear what someone says, awesome. What else? Awesome. What else? Awesome. Right? And at the end of that time, for each one of you, you may have a group that has 15 things that you come up with, and there may be one of those. It's like, that one looks good for me. Right? And that's what I would challenge you to take that home and say, now, how do I make simple steps towards this? Okay? So that's what we're going to do. So I've got a couple families of helpers. Already know who they are. If we can get everybody to go ahead and up and outside. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Perfect. So groups of five, you have room for 11 or 12 groups. Yes, ma'am. You should have your paper, you should have your pen, and you should bring your feet. Right? If anyone doesn't have a handout, you're going to need it. Yeah, there's two pieces. Everybody should have two pages.